It's Easter weekend. Hope you're relaxing, spending time with the family, maybe checking off your to-do list around the house while you're off. And if you've got questions, Lou's got some answers. And he's here live till 8 right here on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
In your Easter bonnet.
Happy Easter weekend. Happy Passover. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. If I sound a little different, I'm actually on a little vacation with my family for the Easter holiday. We're down in Miami, Florida, so I'm coming to you from the House Smarts South Studios, which is actually the business center of the hotel we're in. But we can still take your calls. We're going to do the show today and try and help you with anything and everything you need. My very talented producer, who is not in Miami, Florida with me, is actually on the phone line. So she's going to chime in when stuff is needed, if I need her help at all. So good morning to her as well, who's listening down the line. And Nick is answering the phones as per usual, and Bruce is pushing all the buttons. So our phone number, as I mentioned, is 800-848-WABC. We got a couple of cool things since it's Easter. We have something that kind of goes well with, well, you probably already boiled your hard-boiled eggs. And if you did, you know that when you're doing a bunch of them, it's a pain in the rear end to take all the shells off the eggs. Lindsay showed me this product, and I said, I don't know. And we tried it, and we actually shot a video, and it's amazing. So it's going to help you take all the shells off the eggs. So that's going to be our Noodaloo 2 coming up at 7:20 this morning. And then, are you a traveler at all? Do you use credit cards that gives you miles? I have for years. I do travel quite a bit, so I try to take advantage of that as much as possible. Actually, I think that our trip down here to Florida, we were able to get most of our kids here on miles. But I travel a lot. But, you know, people are like, oh, I don't need that. I'm not a huge traveler. How would that benefit me? There's a company called Juicy Miles, and we're going to talk to the founder of the company that's going to turn, anything you do to spend your money, and hit their hook is maybe you're doing some renovation. And so you go ahead and do that renovation, use that credit card, you earn all these miles, and you can earn a trip. So we're going to talk to the founder in a little bit later on this morning, about 7:35 this morning, and get some information about how this works, how you can take advantage of it. And you can also be, going on a trip because you're spending money. So there's a benefit to it whatsoever. 800-848-WABC. Can we bring Lindsay up? Is that possible on the
Ooh,
line there?
So I can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning.
Oh, there we go. Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Very good.
Oh, look, you're like
Very
my
good.
First caller.
I know, look at me.
Yeah.
But I was going to say with that egg thing you're talking about for the new Tulu 2.
Yeah.
I tried to jump in before, but another thing about how much of a pain it is to peel the eggs, they really smell.
You mean the peeling the eggs?
No, just the eggs. Like, we hard-boiled our eggs, and our refrigerator smells so bad. Like,
oh, right. Like you know. You have passed gas or something.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I forgot about that. Wow.
Our daughter Carmen told me that she lives out in California, and she said that she went to a grocery store there, and they now sell pre-dyed eggs.
No way. Oh, that's so,
yeah.
That's not fun.
I know. So, yeah, right. Here you go, kids. Happy Easter. Look at what Mommy and Daddy did for you. Isn't that a pretty color? I mean, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
It's no,
like, what, are we in that part of our society now where, you know, we just don't want to do it anymore?
No. Well, that's
You're
our
not,
plan
yeah.
today.
Is well, as I told the audience, you were probably on hold. You know, we're down here in Florida, and we were, you know, having some beach time yesterday, which is very nice. Miami is a beautiful city. It's got a beautiful beach. And I was struck by, as we were sitting in the chairs, you know, looking at the ocean, and it was a windy day, the time that we live in, I'm looking around at all these, a lot of beautiful people here in Miami, not myself not being one of them, but a lot of beautiful people down here in Miami, and everyone is sitting on their chairs looking at their phones.
We had to talk about that with our family last night, too. It is
yeah.
true.
It is unbelievable to me. I said, look at the beauty that we're looking at, this beautiful ocean, and, you know, there's, you know, beautiful people, as I mentioned. You know, believe me, there's plenty to look at. And everybody's got their face in their phones. And then my son said, it's just the time that we live in. It's just the time that we live in. I go, yeah, but it kind of stinks, you know. Get off that device. And, I mean, look, I'm all about it. I get it. It's super, the technology's great. Look, the technology is bringing me to the audience from a business center in a hotel. And, you know, you essentially sounds the same. So that's all great. But, man, we are super connected, and it sure seems odd to me that, I don't know. It seems funny to me.
I get it. Yeah.
Anyway, Easter is here, and Easter weekend, and many of you, I know, celebrate Passover, so happy Passover to you as well. We've got a bunch of things we can talk about today. As I mentioned, we're going to do our Noodaloo 2 coming up in a little bit, about the egg stripper, and then the Juicy Miles, which I think is great. But I want to answer some emails already that Lindsay's already sent me to get you going. And remember, our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So anything you have going on around your home this Easter weekend or coming up, you know, spring is around, well, it is here. I mean, today it's going to be about 53 degrees in New York City, so it's certainly the milder weather is coming. I've mentioned this before that I would say in the next probably 5 to 7 days, that lawn work that you want to do and that seeding when you've got those brown spots and those thinner spots in your home on the lawn area that you want to kind of bring back to life. It's all about the soil temperature, and so as we're warming up, you can go out there and take advantage of it. The other thing is, now's the time to buy all of the fertilizer things that you need, depending on what you use, whether you're using a chemical or you're going to go with an organic line. Everything right now is on sale, and what happens is, you know, all these companies, whether you go to the hardware store, the garden center, you know, if you're going to do the four-step plan or whatever it might be, you want to go buy that stuff now because it's going to save you a lot of money. If you wait and you're like, oh, I'm not going to buy it now, I'm going to wait, all of a sudden it's going to be gone and the sale will be gone. And you literally, in some of the sales that I've seen out there, you're going to save like 30 to 40% on the price. So you can put that stuff in a bag and put it in the garage or the shed, wherever you store it. It's not going to go bad. And take advantage of the sales right now to save you some money on that. I think you'll find it to be advantageous for you as well. All right, let's talk about some emails here that Lindsay had sent to me. This comes from Sharon, who said, can I get Rust-Oleum paint off of my vinyl siding? You can. It's a lot of work. Rust-Oleum typically is an oil-based paint, and so that oil-based paint is a little bit more difficult to remove from vinyl siding. There's a couple of options when it comes to doing this. The thing with the vinyl is it'll hold the paint, but it usually, the longer that it's on there, it may actually stain the vinyl because they're both petroleum-based products. So what you can try is this. There's a paint remover called Goo Gone, which you can spray on there to try and loosen that up, and then use a plastic putty knife to scrape off the larger portion of the paint, like if it's built up at all, like if it's a thicker film, and use that putty knife to kind of scrape it away. And then from there, you'll be exposed to probably a little bit of the staining there. You can still go with that Goo Gone product and use a brass wire stripping brush. I know I give this advice a lot about you hear me say the word brass stripping brush. The metal is a little bit softer, but it's nice and strong. The tines are stiff enough to kind of dig into the grooves. Vinyl siding typically has a little bit of a texture to it. And so if you kind of go back and forth with that on the Goo Gone, back and forth with the graining of the vinyl siding, you're going to get most of the staining off of there. You may not get all of it, depending on the length of time that it was there, but you'll get most of it off of there. And just keep working back and forth, wipe it off with a clean rag, and I think that you'll see that the staining is completely gone. That was from Sharon. All right, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. One of the things, too, that I wanted you to think about when it comes to your lawn and garden stuff is your lawnmower. What are you doing with the lawnmower to make sure that it's ready to go? And if it hasn't been pulled out yet, there are a few things that you can put in there to get it going. First of all, some of the maintenance items that I would put if you're cutting your own lawn. Remember, the best thing you can do for a mower is make sure the blade is sharp. It's one nut that comes off the bottom of the mower, and it's a reverse thread, so you typically have to go to the right to loosen it. Take the spark plug wire off of the mower, if it's a gas-powered mower, of course, so that there's no chance of it starting. There is no chance of it starting like that, but anyway, it's a good thing to do. Tip it on its side and take that nut off. Now, you can either take that blade to a hardware store and you can have it sharpened, which is probably $6, $7, $8 to have that done, or you can buy a new blade, which is more in the $10 to $12 range, but the new blade is important. It's actually better for a healthy lawn, because the sharper the blade, you don't tear the lawn when you're mowing it, and the blades are healthier instead of kind of being frayed at the top. It's a nice clean cut. While you have that mower tipped on its side, you're going to see that there's probably a buildup from last season of grass and whatever. Just scrape that away with a putty knife to just clean it up. It'll get, if you're using a mower that's a mulching, you know, that you want a bigger cavity underneath that mower to pull it up so it mulches itself, which is good. And then the air filter on your mower is replaceable or cleanable. If it's a strictly foam one, you can just take that into a sink with some dish soap and get it going. There'll be a little grease and oil residue in there, and squeeze it out and kind of work it with your hand to clean it up, and then rinse it, squeeze it, and let it dry before you put it back in. If it's a paper filter kind, you can get those replaced for about $7 or $8. And then a new spark plug will go a long way as well. You just want to take the old one off and take it to the hardware store and get the exact same one, because the length of the tip of the spark plug matters. And then with the fuel, if you have a problem that you left the fuel in there and you just can't get it started, before you take it to the repair place, you want to try something called Seafoam. Seafoam is a fuel treatment that you put into the tank, and it's actually almost like a Drano for your fuel system, and it will clear that out, and after a few pulls you should be able to get that thing started. All right, a little bit of lawn tip. We're going to get to your phone calls at 800-848-WABC. It's 7:17 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Lou and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Bling, blang, a hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with my saw. Bling, blang.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Lou Manfredini here with you. Happy Easter weekend. Happy Passover weekend. I hope you're all having a nice time. And you're, if you're lucky enough to be with your family, enjoy that time, because it certainly is a good one. That's what we're doing, is spending family time together this weekend and have our whole family together, which makes me very, very happy. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. That's the number that Peggy called this morning from New Jersey. Peggy, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in my car, so I hope you can hear me. But my question is, I have a glass storm door in front of a very expensive wooden door, and the door faces west. And because of the glass on the door, it's baking the wooden door. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah. It's a full light door, right? All glass?
Yes. Yes, it
okay.
is.
Do you, with that full glass door, do you switch it out to a screen in the summertime?
No, we don't. Do you think that's the best thing to do?
Well, I mean,
It wouldn't bake it, that's for sure.
It wouldn't bake it in the summertime for sure, and then I don't know if you'd ever leave that door open. But you know, on a nice day when the temperatures are nice, but that'll certainly help. But then the reason I say that is, you can take that piece of glass If you can, you can take that out. And if you go to a company in your area that does auto tinting, you know, for windows on a car.
Oh, have it tinted. Okay.
Right. And you can take that, and this will save you some money, because if you go hire a company that comes out and does, you know, I'll give people recommendations where they'll have a company that come out to a home and do window film, because the actual windows on their home, you know, there's too much sunlight coming in, and it's certainly a viable service and will work, but there's an expense. Obviously, people have to come to your home. If you can take that glass panel and find an auto tinting company, say, can you tint this for me? And there's, like, you know, there's different levels of tinting, and the lowest level, I believe, tints the sunlight about 20, maybe 25%. You looking out of the glass will see a little bit of a tint, but not much, and that will help immensely when you keep the glass on. And then in the summertime, if you change it to a screen, you know, that'll definitely help you. But even if you didn't, the tinting would help. My guess is you'd spend about, I don't know, maybe $100 to have that done.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, someone also suggested drilling a small hole in the bottom of the glass, but I don't know if you can do that.
No, I mean, the problem with the hole, or even, you know, the thing is your storm door has a threshold on the bottom. You could certainly adjust that. But that's really more of an issue with the moisture buildup inside there. If what you're talking about is the sun baking the door, and that's still going to happen. You know, think about it. If you're at a restaurant and the sun is shining in and you feel that sun, it's the same thing. But because you're so compact in that area between where the glass is and where the door is right there, that's really what's giving you the hard time. So if you can put a film on there, that's going to solve your problem. And then if you put a screen on in the summer, I think you'll find it to be much more enjoyable.
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy your vacation. Thank you very much,
Peggy. I appreciate you calling, and drive carefully out there. All right. So we were, oh my gosh, where did we, Lindsay, where did we find the egg stripper?
At the Houseware show in Chicago.
Okay. Did I see it or did you see it?
We were shown by the lovely woman that kind of gives us the tour, and we both looked at each other like, oh.
Oh, yeah, right. But we didn't go to their booth, right? It was like, so yeah. at the International Home and Houseware Show, they have a whole media area where they have a bunch of the latest and greatest products. And so I'm looking at it, and I'm going, I don't know. But then I thought about it, and it was kind of a funny joke because what it's called, and then there was another product that was kind of next to it, and they were making a little joke about the whole thing. And so we had a laugh, and then I think Lindsay took a note of this thing. But then we tried it, and I think this is something you want to listen to. It's our Noodaloo 2 for our Easter weekend. Take a listen.
Anya Gifford came to the United States from Poland in 83 in search of the American dream. After realizing she spent hours tediously peeling hard-boiled eggs, a Polish meal staple, she thought, hey, I might be onto something. After 2 years, 3 engineers, 7 prototypes, and a lot of guinea pigging, the Egg Stripper was born.
The minute you walked in the joint,
Egg Stripper is the simple solution to quickly and magically removing eggshells from up to 5 eggs at once in under 10 seconds. It's a unique, crystal-clear, sleek egg-shaped design that has over 100 nodules on the inside that help loosen up those eggshells. Insert 5 hard-boiled eggs. This will be great to do with your leftover Easter eggs after the weekend when you're making egg salad. Shake it up for 5 or 6 seconds, and presto, eggs stripped. And you can save your dollar bills because you don't even have to tip them. After the eggs are peeled, use the container to store up to 10 peeled eggs in the fridge. The Egg Stripper goes for $24.95, and you can find out more at eggstripper.com. You've got to see it to believe it. We also posted a video up on Lou's Facebook page. This product actually sold out on the Home Shopping Network when it was featured. So definitely, if you eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs, check it out. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
I the video's pretty funny. You can check it out on our website. When I was talking to somebody, though, Lindsay, about this, there are other products that have been out that do this, right?
I've never seen one, perhaps, yeah. But I've never seen one.
Yeah. So it looks like a giant egg And when Lindsay brought it into the studio and brought some hard-boiled eggs in there, and before we shot the video, she said, well, you just pour some cold water. Now, the trick, right, is you have to cool the eggs. Right? No, she's not talking to me now. The whole idea is when you get done with your hard-boiling your eggs and you have them in the bowl, you fill it with cold water and you put some ice in there just for a couple minutes so it's cold. Then you put a little cold water in the bottom of this thing and you shake it, and it literally in seconds peels all the eggs. And you pop the thing open and they're completely clean. I mean, unbelievably clean, and the shells are just in the water. And it was really something else. Now, my wife is one of her famous things is she makes a very good egg salad. And the kids love it. She's made it for years. And what'll happen is it's a lot like my wife's guacamole. She makes wonderful guacamole. I do all of the cutting and the smashing and the this. Here, she'll hand me a bunch of avocados and say, cut this all up, and here's the tomato, and here's the onion. And I cut it all up, and I put it in a container, and then I smash them all and put it all together. And then she comes in like the hero and sprinkles a little whatever the seasoning is she puts on there and mixes it all up. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, Mary Beth, your guacamole is fantastic. And I go, yeah, uh-huh. Well, her egg salad is sort of the same way. Well, not so much. She does some of the peeling. But I do a bunch of the peeling, put it all together, and then she gets all the glory. But that's okay. Now with the egg stripper, you can get more glory and even faster. And I think, what does it do? It stores, you can store up to like 10 eggs in it, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think I would have made it a dozen.
Oh, yeah. That probably
would have made it a little bigger. Just in case?
Well, if it was any bigger, though, then you probably wouldn't want to, like, have this thing in your kitchen, right?
I guess not, yeah. Well, no? You're not going to display it, are you?
Well,
it kind of looks like a clear Fabergé egg.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
It has, like, a little stand. It stands up on itself. And I suppose, you know, the problem is when you're making the eggs, you probably eat one or two while you're doing it. Ooh, these are so good, a little salt and pepper.
There you go.
For you, a lot of salt.
I knew you were going
to say that. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. It's Easter weekend on 77 WABC. I hope you're having a nice weekend. You got lots of plans. For those of you that are Christian or Catholic, but that's the same thing. I mean, not the same thing, but you could be. Lent is over, so if you gave anything up, certainly, you know, there's all these different rules about when it happens. And, you know, a lot of people subscribe to being Thursday. At our family, we're excited because our oldest son went to Michigan. And there's the Final Four that is occurring tomorrow. No, today. Right, today's Saturday. Right, today. And so it's Michigan versus Loyola Chicago, and that's going to be a big game. And if you followed that at all, you know that Loyola Chicago has that sister Jean, who's kind of become the darling of the 98-year-old nun, who's become the darling of the tournament. And so that's taking place in San Antonio, Texas. So we will be somewhere viewing that game for sure. And because I think Loyola is the better story when it comes to that whole thing, because my money and our son went to Michigan. I think I have to, by rights, root for Michigan. So go blue. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You're connected. Do you want to read these emails that you have, or you want me to do it?
Well, why don't we take a break?
All right, why don't we do that? Like I said.
And then we'll read some emails.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say it's time for a break. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. My name is Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppin', Easter's on its way.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio.
Every girl
I like this song. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So this morning, when I started the show, I said, oh, we're going to talk to the founder of this company called Juicy Miles. And, you know, what they do is they help you take your and your miles and, you know, take advantage of it and do all this stuff. And I was just kind of giving a brief little overview. And then Nick, who's answering the phones, I didn't even give out the website or anything. And Nick goes, oh, yeah, somebody called in about that that website, you know, that has the thing where they want to learn more about it. I'm like, oh, you mean juicymiles.com? Joining me on the phone line right now is Adam Morvitz, who is the CEO and founder of Juicy Miles. Adam, good morning. Thank you for joining us on House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou. Happy to be here with you.
Thanks so much. I thought it was my producer, Lindsay, got information from your company and said, this is an interesting angle. And I'm like, well, I don't get it. What do you mean miles? And, you know, we're a home improvement show. How does that work? It's like, well, how about if you could, you know, when you go renovate your house and you earn all this money using your credit card, and then you can go places. And then we started doing more research about what your company does. And you've sort of figured out a way to really make this advantageous for your customers. Talk a little bit about what you folks do at Juicy Miles.
Yeah, of course. So the business started because a lot of people were earning points and miles either by flying or spending on their credit cards. And then when it came time to redeem those points or miles, they weren't able to find the trips they were looking for. Either the airline websites weren't showing the true availability, or the partners that those airlines partner with weren't coming up in those searches. And so we started out as a small team, a consultancy, helping people get the trips that they're looking to take on the days they want to travel in the class of service that they want to go in. And as the business started to grow, we really started to get requests from people who didn't already have miles and points. And they said, hey, if all these people are traveling for free, we want to be able to do that too. Can you help us put together a strategy that will earn those points and miles? And these types of customers basically fell into two categories. We had honeymoon couples who said to us, hey, we want to go on a honeymoon. We want to go for free. We don't have any points and miles, but we have all these wedding expenses coming up. Can you help us put together a strategy where when we spend on the card, we're going to earn enough points and miles to cover our hotel and our flights? And of course, they want first class. They want an overwater bungalow somewhere.
Right.
So luckily, we really hit those within months of them being engaged. And so we have a full year to kind of put together a strategy. But the other large group of customers who came to us are those who are about to embark on a renovation or a remodel. And they say, hey, I'm about to spend anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to we have clients who are spending $200,000, $300,000 on their renovation. And they say to us, what card should we be using? How can we maximize the value here so that instead of just getting this amazing renovation, we're also going to earn some free trips? And so our team, we have a team of about 36 consultants. We literally put together a personalized strategy based on what kind of renovation is happening, what the expenses are going to be. Are they with contractors? Are they with retail operations like Home Depot and Lowe's?
Right.
So what's the spend going to be? And ultimately, where do you want to go and how do you want to travel?
So you're not really, Adam, I mean, you know, when I looked at the information, you know, I'm kind of looking through this all, and it's not really that you're trying to find the loophole in the whole thing. You're just trying to help people maximize the opportunity to earn these miles.
Exactly. The loophole's on the back end. So, like, once they have the miles,
right.
If you go out to one of the U.S. carriers' websites, like Delta or American, let's say you want to go with your wife to Paris.
Right.
If you search for whatever city you're in, so let's say Chicago to Paris, the airline websites are really only looking for those direct flights or maybe connecting you on a route that is on the way to Paris, so Chicago to New York, New York to Paris. But what it's not searching is Chicago to Miami, Miami to Paris. And that might be available for points, but Delta or American or United, they're not showing you that. And so that's where the loophole comes in. But in terms of advising, it's really helping people pick the cards that are going to maximize the value and get them the highest sign-up bonus and the number of points for their renovation. And a lot of our clients, they tend to think that the cashback cards are the easiest way to go, right? Because you don't have to worry about all these airline websites. You're just earning a set rate back on the spend. And generally, those are about 2%. But what we do, what we show our clients is that, you know, using that cashback card, real quick example, let's say you're spending $18,000 on a renovation, 2% back, you're really earning under $400. Right. And that's, you know, that's nice for a quick domestic trip maybe to Florida for one person.
Right. Right.
But for that same $18,000, we have two cards right now that we're recommending that would earn almost 350,000 points, which are two business class seats anywhere in the world or one first class seat. So it's a huge difference just by picking, you know, a specific card over a different one.
You guys have been in business how long now?
It's about 7 years. Originally started just me. I was traveling internationally for work. I was getting upset with, you know, my colleagues were wasting their miles, you know, spending way too much. You know, a flight to within the U.S. or to the Caribbean or Hawaii should be, you know, between 25 and 30,000 points, and they were spending hundreds of thousand points.
The reason I ask you this is that, you know, I've traveled a lot over the years, and really I can remember, I think that I have been an American Advantage member, you know, with their miles program, I believe since 1990, okay, or maybe 89 or something like that.
Right.
Obviously, when these airlines came out with this whole, you know, mileage thing, it was a way to build loyalty, right? But now it's blown up to this huge deal where, you know, in back then, you know, the credit cards weren't connected, or they were, maybe that was just the beginning of it all, if I can remember right. But Are the mileage programs, in your opinion, is it something that the airlines still want to do, or is it that, you know, the genie's out of the bottle now and they just have to keep it going?
Yeah, I mean, Lou, it's a great question, and believe it or not, most of the airlines make more money on their loyalty programs than they do actually flying people around the world.
Really?
Yes.
Because the credit cards are paying them a little spiff for all this, right?
Exactly. Citibank, Chase, American Express, they are paying per point that they're handing out for these cards.
Wow.
And if you look at the filings from the major carriers, especially the U.S. carriers, they're bringing in more revenue that way than they are from actual revenue tickets.
Right, right. So the idea behind this is, you know, it's using that money to really get what you want ultimately in the travel thing. So you talked about a renovation, right? And you want to be able to use that card for the renovation and get as many points as. What are some tips there that when it comes to spending those kinds of dollars?
Yeah. So, one, be able to categorize what your spend is going to be. And so if you are spending with a contractor, find out if that contractor accepts credit cards. And for a lot of contractors, they will take a card, but they'll charge you a 2 or 3% fee. Well, if you tell us what your total spend is going to be, a lot of times that 2 or 3%, which, you know, sometimes is as low as $200, depending on the renovation, or as high as $800, mm-hmm. For our typical client, it's usually worth it. So I know that sounds counterintuitive, you know, spending $800 to be able to use a credit card with your contractor. But in that $800 example, that's on about $20,000 renovation. The points that we can earn you for spending $20,000 are around 250 to 400,000 points.
Wow.
That can take you and your partner really anywhere in the world. And that's totally worth spending $800, you know? So really, really figuring out what the math is and before coming to us, knowing where you want to go.
Right.
So if you want to go to Florida, I wouldn't recommend spending that $800 because we could probably find you a cashback card where you'll earn those points and won't have to spend that much. But if you want to go and take your family to Europe over the summer or you want to go on that first trip ever to Australia, it's definitely worth looking into what the percentage fee would be to use your card with a contractor. The second tip would be find out what retail stores you're going to be shopping at. There are certain cards that earn 2, 3, 4, 5% five-time points at certain stores, especially Home Depot and Lowe's. And so if we know that a majority of your spend is going to be at one of those stores, we'll direct you to a card that earns more at that given store.
It's awesome. This is really awesome information. It's kind of enlightening to look at this from a whole different perspective. Adam Morvitz is the CEO and founder of Juicy Miles and Point Me to the Plane. Their website is juicymiles.com. That's juicymiles.com. I really appreciate you getting up with us this morning and giving us a little information. Continued success.
Great. Thank you, Lou. I had a great time.
Yeah, thank you. All right. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We got to tell Gary in New Jersey to hang on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls right after these messages.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Water. Electric, and a place to drain the septic.
Welcome
A-okay.
Back. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Lou Manfredini here with you. You know, one thing I didn't get a chance to talk with Adam about is that there's no charge for any of this consulting piece of the business. So when you go to their website and you do all this, they're going to help set you up and get you whatever. There's no fee that they're going to charge you. Instead, once you earn your points, you can come back to them, and they're going to help you book your trip. And at that point, there's a nominal revenue fee there. So it says if you come back to them and you have the points, you need assistance finding free flights and awards. They charge $125 per person for the first two passengers, and then $100 for each additional. So it's really quite amazing that you can go there. JuicyMiles.com. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. Gary is in New Jersey, was kind enough to hang on. Gary, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. A happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you. How can I help you, sir?
I have a Larson storm door. It's mostly glass on the front of my house, and it only gets sun half the day. The brass door opener handle is turning pink. Is there any way to turn it back to brass, color of it?
Yeah. So that if it truly is real brass, okay, that's the key element. It could be a plated material as well. Is it the handle itself or the escutcheon around it?
The whole thing, the handle and the escutcheon.
Yeah. Okay, so what I would do is I would, are you a fairly handy guy, Gary?
Yeah, I installed it.
All right, so take the handle apart, take the escutcheon off, and then you're going to go to the hardware store and you're going to buy a product called Brasso.
Brasso?
And Brasso is a little bottle. It's a little cream that, wear some plastic gloves, and go ahead and take this, and almost like you're putting auto body polish on a car. You're going to coat the whole thing with that. And then if you use a Scotch-Brite pad, start with the handle. The handle's probably all brass. I can't remember on the Larson if the escutcheons are solid brass. I think they are. And if you go to town with this Brasso and then you use the Scotch-Brite pad, you're going to get it back to life, and it should look fine. Now, a trick you can do keep it from turning again to, you know, the problem is you're using this thing a lot, and the oils from your hand are problematic. But if you were to get a spray can of clear lacquer and spray it, the clear lacquer has a a UV coating on it if you get the one for outside, and that will help to protect it a little bit. But you can just go at it with the Brasso. How long have you had that Larson door?
A year.
Yeah. If it comes back again, I would contact them because it shouldn't do that.
Gotcha.
That could be a metal issue. That's going on there, and they'll probably, Larson's a good company, they'll probably send you another escutcheon and handle set altogether, but the Brasso will bring it back to life if it's real brass.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Just a few more minutes left just a couple minutes, actually. Let's get a quick email here that Lindsay sent me. All right, here, this one's from Christina. It says, is it possible to paint ugly laminate bathroom countertops? And what do you know about the Rust-Oleum product called Counter Paint? difficult to use, good results. We don't care about long-term performance. It's to get a house on the market. Okay. Yes, you can paint ugly laminate bathroom countertops. The Rust-Oleum makes a couple of different products. They do have a regular countertop paint that is a solid color. I mean, it doesn't look like much. And so you can paint it a gray or a blue, whatever it may be. But I will tell you, if you're wanting to try and get something to look really nice and change the color, there's a product by Amy Howard who makes a chalk-based paint. And what I like about the Amy Howard product is it will stick to the laminate countertop, and it will you can get a bunch of different colors that can really make it look cool. In other words, you're not going to fool anybody. When an inspector comes to look at this house, they're going to say, you know, this is a laminate countertop that they painted. But if you paint it a cool color, like, you know, what's very what looks really nice in a bathroom now is these pale blues. I've seen that along with a white sink. And so if you take a pale blue chalk paint and you paint that around there, somebody can come in and say, oh, my gosh, I love how that countertop looks. And the inspector will say, yeah, but it's just going to peel off. But if they love it, they're going to buy the house anyway, and it's going to look nice. You may still have to offer a credit there, but it will look a lot better. Amy Howard chalk base paint. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Thank you so much for listening to House Smarts Radio. And happy Easter to Lindsay as well on House Smarts Radio here on 77 WABC. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a nice weekend, everybody.